all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you are an older man and you push small children out of the way so you can get closer to Kelly Clarkson at the concert, that's all I need to know about you. There's always that one dude.
Yeah.
Like, and there's this one guy.
Yep, yep.
And he's just standing there.
Yep.
And he's taking up a lot of space. And the girls are trying to get to the front. They're so excited. And he's,
listen,
like, kind of just edging in front of them.
Listen, to be fair, all right, women and children first is for, like, sinking boats, all right, places that are on fire, that kind of thing. You're paying a lot of money for those Kelly Clarkson tickets. And finally, you've got an advantage in your life, and it's height. All right, so don't judge me, okay?
Right.
You know what? If Hayden and her friends wanted to be in the front row, they should have been grown taller.
That's, yeah.
All right? They should have grown taller before
they
got to the show.
How
dare they? Right. That's all I need to know about you.
Look out, man.
Get
I paid
here.
For these tickets.
What's wrong with people? Like, get out of the way. Like, you can see, they're 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Like, concerts are one of those places where you do see some of the worst behavior that is out there. I will say this, though. It's not always do you have to let the kids go up front. All right? A perfect example, baseball game. Everybody's like, oh, give the kid to foul ball. I'm 43 years old. I've been to a lot of baseball games, never got the foul ball. If I get one, forget you, 8-year-old. You probably got 10 at home. You're not getting it.
This is the guy
so
who
mean.
Ends up on national TV because right. he ripped the ball away from someone.
Right. One bad moment, caught on cell phone. You know what?
Give me
forever
that.
A felon. What
local
can I tell you?
Radio show host.
Right. They'll
yep.
spell the name that time.
Yeah.
When you get arrested, they'll spell the name and they
yeah.
still
got
culture.
That ball, though.
I've got one for you here. If you're driving a smart car, but for some reason you found it still appropriate to hang genitalia from the rear bumper of it,
oh,
that's
classic.
All I need to know about you.
I can't stand when people
Dude,
do that.
That entire car is 6 feet long and you're about 3 inches off the ground. Come on.
So,
I have to say, it was anatomically correct, though, as far as size and proportionate size. It was weird, though.
I can't stand when I
never
see those.
That.
And then I have to explain to my daughter what that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like I
had
like,
to do a
know.
Double take. I'm like, I've never seen that on a Honda Fit or whatever
right.
it was.
Right.
But I mean, something that gets like 72 miles a gallon in front of me
That's
this morning.
So
and I'm like, what
weird.
Is going on here?
If you're the person that bets their life savings on April the giraffe, either if it's going to be a boy or a girl she's going to give birth to, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, this is a big story.
I mean, if it pays off,
it's right.
sound investment.
You got a 50-50 shot.
You know, if it pays off, you all think that they were the boldest person around. You'll say to yourself, would I have the nerve?
So on Thursday, it was started like going viral again, like April the giraffe is getting ready to give birth again.
Mm-hmm.
And Raven and I discussed it because last year we followed it.
I mean, we waited,
very,
and, waited.
And I was like, that's it. I'm over April the giraffe.
Right.
I don't even care if she ever gives birth to that baby.
Right.
You know?
Right. We're not in on it this time, but that's when somebody scoops in, lays down 10-1 and comes up and cleans up, man.
That's right.
Retirement fund.
1-800-330-9999. If you want to chime in too, give us a call. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I gotta stop changing my set because I keep adding
Are you doing that? Are you adding? So you're adding at this point? You're not taking anything out? You're just adding?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So here's the deal. This Friday night, it's my return to stand-up comedy. We're having our first ever Women in Comedy night
mm-hmm.
at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport.
Yep.
You can get your tickets right now at star999.com.
And I hope you will and join us on Friday night. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yep. Jessica Kirsten is headlining, and she actually is amazing. So at least if I fail miserably, then it's not like you've wasted your money.
Right. There's a reason for you to show up. That's
right.
good, right?
So I've like gotten to the point now where like I'm excited. Like
uh-huh.
But there's parts of my set
yeah.
that I love just the way they are. And
mm-hmm.
there's parts that like I don't feel complete about. But at this point, I should just be memorizing straight. Like, I shouldn't be keep adding things.
Yeah, well, see, that's kind of the thing, man. Because one thing that we always have to preach here in the building is less is more, right? And then
mm-hmm.
we...
But that's not necessarily
but
true.
But nobody thinks we're as funny. Except ourselves.
We think we're hilarious.
Right. Amy and I think we're hilarious. Sometimes we go into meetings and we think we've got stuff all worked out and people are like, they reject 9 out of 10 of our ideas.
Right. It's true.
And we believe that they're funny.
Right. And that tends to be like what my problem is this time around is that like I write things and I think it's really funny, but I haven't tried it on anybody. So
right.
I don't know if it actually is funny
mm-hmm.
or not. And I've had a couple people volunteer. Comedians that I know
right.
To look over my stuff and
right.
to try to help me out. And
you've been going back and forth
about whether I should do it because
right.
I don't want somebody else's voice on my stuff.
Right. You don't want somebody to influence your thing. You don't want to have that self-doubt. You're feeling pretty good about it. You just want to do it.
Yeah.
Plus, you're also the one, too, that when you've got something, if it is bothering you, you feel better off just doing it.
Right. Like, I'm just going to get it over with.
Right.
But this is what we're going to do all this week, and we need your help. 1-800-330-9999. I'm going to do impromptu stand-up on the air. So you can call right now. Give me any topic. Any topic you want, 1-800-330-9999, and then I'll come back and I'll have two songs to write some funny stuff and deliver it, and then you got to tell me if I'm a failure or if I nailed it.
It's like walking through the city and one of the guys is like, give me something to rap about, and then he just starts rapping about something when you give him one word. It's basically the same thing, except Anna can't rap.
I definitely cannot rap.
We'll find out whether or not she can actually tell jokes.
Right, 1-800-330-9999. If anything, I make my... I mean, let's be honest.
I was going to say, you've been cooing over there and laughing, which is when Anna is amused with herself, when she's working on something diligently or whatever, I can hear her. She's like a baby over there.
Oh, that's funny.
She just makes these little noises like,
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. This Friday, it's our first ever Women in Comedy Night at Vinnie Brand's Dress Factory in Bridgeport. You can get your tickets at star999.com. I'll be doing stand-up for the first time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica Kearson, who is hilarious, actually just voted one of the best comedians in the country. She's going to be headlining. So thank goodness, because, you know, we need somebody that's going to save the show.
I'm excited to see it. One night only for Anna. So she says right now at this moment, one night only.
Yeah, well, for now. It's a lot of stress to do stand-up.
Sure. You've got other things going on.
Right. So we asked you a few minutes ago to suggest ideas on what I can create some stand-up about. I'm going to be practicing all week, and this is what you came up with.
The topic is working at 99.9.
We gave you the subject matter, and every day we're planning on doing this, basically, right? So you can work out this stuff throughout the week here and basically come up with your stuff.
Exactly.
So in the last few minutes, what have you come up with for jokes about working at Star 99.9?
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
People always say it must be so glamorous to be in radio. Yeah, it's really glamorous. Radio is where you end up when you've given up on your Oscar dreams and Channel 12 won't even let you repeat the same local news every 15 minutes for 7 hours. That's true. They will not hire me. It doesn't matter how many times I send my resume there. They're like, no, we don't want you, ma'am. That's true. When it came to negotiating my contract, there was a point where the biggest selling point was free popcorn in the kitchen. And it was me begging for it. I mean, who needs to pay their mortgage when you can tell Justin Bieber jokes and shove handfuls of buttered popcorn in your mouth? And what's it like working with Raven? It's a lot like the rest of my day when I get home. Screaming baby and dealing with a dramatic tween all rolled into one.
I knew she was going to do this. I knew she was going to do this. It's a passing grade.
You laughed at buttered popcorn because you know it's true.
Right.
Right. All right, let's give away a pair of tickets. If you want to come check out me doing stand-up live, 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call now.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us together this morning, fiancés Bree and Michael. Bree, let's start with you. What's going on?
My dad wants to make a speech at our wedding, and Michael is completely against it.
Why?
Go ahead.
You know, here's the thing. My family's not saying anything at the wedding. Kind of like my parents thought of it. And,
but if they wanted to, I wouldn't say anything.
Right. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? I mean, just because your parents don't feel comfortable giving a toast, her father can't do that? What sense does that make?
Her dad is kind of like this big show-off. He's going to make it about him and be embarrassing. And I don't think it's fair. You know, he gets to dance with his daughter and stuff like that. And they should just basically be the maid of honor and my best man.
Is he paying for the wedding?
Is there a contribution coming from them?
No. We're paying for it.
Well, I mean, if he's going to take over, there's something to be said about that. When somebody kind of takes over and doesn't make the speech about the couple, that isn't great.
And let's be honest, like, you have to sit through the best man and the maid of honor, but, like, when those speeches get so annoying, like, when there's, like, 20 people up there.
Right, Dad, I mean, you're only responsible for her life along with her mother, but you should shut your mouth.
And you're stalling how long it's going to take me to get to the open bar, let's be honest.
Look, he's right. My dad is not, he's a goofball. He likes to make a little bit of a scene. But, like, I really don't think that he's going to do anything that's going to, like, overtake the wedding. I think he's going to make, like, a 2-minute speech and call it a day.
Bree, come on. You know your dad. That's not how he's going to do a thing. All he does is talk about himself.
All right, well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may 100% agree with you, Michael, that it's kind of in his realm that he's going to make a big deal. You're paying for it, so you can just say to him, hey, listen, we decided best man, maid of honor, that's it for speeches. But they may see your side too, Bree, where it's your dad, and if he wants to get up there and take the spotlight for a couple minutes, why not? Just let him. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. All engaged couples all throughout the week. And joining us this morning is Bree and Michael. Bree's dad wants to give a speech at their wedding, but Michael says no way. He's not helping pay for the wedding. And he thinks really the problem is that he's going to kind of make it all about him. It's going to be long.
Yeah, I think that what happens when you're planning a wedding, obviously, is you're trying to account for everybody else's feelings. And then a lot of times with a couple, they hit a certain wall where they're like, you know what? I'm not accounting for anybody's feelings at this point. But when you get to that day, you realize these are really petty, small things.
Right. Well, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
We are totally girl's side. Wedding or marriages are all about compromise, and he's being ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of like a petty thing. You want to start that off on that foot with your father-in-law. That doesn't seem like a very good idea. Whether they're paying or not, does it really make a difference? We're talking about 120 seconds out of your life, basically.
Oh, yeah, well, for him, totally maybe it might be 7, 8 to 12 minutes. So whatever.
You put some parameters on it. I mean, it's your dad. You can't give him 8 minutes because he's going to remember the fact that you didn't the rest of his life.
Thanks for
the call.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and Bree's father would like to give a speech at the wedding. Here's the problem. Her fiancé, Michael, says, no way, because my parents aren't giving speeches. It's not like your dad's paying for the wedding. Plus, he's going to make it all about himself.
Well, I think the real problem is the focus of the speech, right? So if this guy is a scene stealer and that's really going to be his intent, that's one thing. As far as his parents not saying anything, I don't think that's a factor. But maybe you sit him down first and you say, hey, I want to make sure this is about us, not yourself.
Is Michael making a big deal out of nothing? She just let the guy speak. 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi. So I am on the woman's side. Weddings are about compromise and that it's fair to let the father make a speech. It's kind of custom. And I also think it's fair to give him parameters. Say, I don't want to have the wedding be too much speeches, so 2 minutes max. But yeah, you can say a few words.
Yeah, and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm all about compromise. And I'm thinking that if the couple trusts someone to hear a rough run of the dad's speech, and he's willing to do that and agree to stick to script, then they should let it speak. He is your dad after all. But if he's going to be a jerk about it and not let anyone hear it first, it means he's probably going to be a goofball, and I would just avoid it.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. Let me ask you something, Anna. How would your dad take it if you told him he had to audition for his toast?
Right. Yeah, I don't
know. How would he take it?
Well, because you know how my father is.
That's what I'm saying, though. Whose father is not like that?
Exactly. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. Let him say something, because either way, if he doesn't say it at one time, he'll go around to each and every person at the reception and then he'll throw a spotlight on.
Oh, man.
That's actually a very good point. Thank you for the call. I mean, he's going to give that speech one way or the other.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Bree, our audience agreed with you. It's your parents' day, too. And if your dad really feels passionately about getting up and saying a couple nice things about you guys, then just let him do it.
And I promise to tell him he has to keep it short.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know how you tell somebody twice your age to stick to your script, but I wish you luck with that.
Anytime you tell somebody, like, okay, keep it to 3 minutes, here's what I've learned. They don't know how to keep it to 3 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them we're going to play the Oscars send-off music.
That's nice. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck, and if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com, especially this week. It's engagement week. She gave birth again. You're never going to believe it.
Giraffe Watch, Anna and Reeve, Star 99.9.
You may remember back in 2017, we were obsessed with April the Giraffe.
I mean, it wasn't just us. Let's be fair. The entire world was watching her, right? At least the United States.
1.2 million people tuned in 2017 waiting for her to give birth. How many people watched this past Saturday when she gave birth again?
Please tell me.
300,000.
I mean, it seems like still, it's way higher number than you and I were ever going to receive. But still, at the same time, like, you know. It's quite a drop off.
April the giraffe, she gave birth to yet another calf this past Saturday at Animal Adventure Park in New York just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Remember last time, everybody was watching because they kept saying, any second, she's going to give birth. And then
for
it was
9 months.
It was weeks.
I felt like that went on seriously for months. Months and months and months. We had to learn so much about the gestation period of giraffes because we didn't understand that she could be in birth for like 6 months. It was crazy. Jim Knox probably came in three times.
It's true.
Three times to walk us through the delivery of April the giraffe. Three times.
I feel like people don't really care this time, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad because the first time, like, everybody was so excited. We were like kids sitting at a stoplight. We were like, 3, 2, 1, okay, go. 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2. Every time she moved, we thought that was the moment that baby was coming.
Right.
Nope.
I'll never forget that period because it was like 2 weeks where we watched. Raven didn't do anything at work. He just sat here and watched the screen. He would be like, she moved.
It's true.
All right, here's some fun facts about giraffes.
Please give them to me.
They only need to drink water once every few days because they are hydrated by leaves.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
It's interesting. I did not know that.
Giraffes eat approximately 75 pounds of food each day. Close to what I eat.
75 pounds of food a day.
Yep.
That's a baby giraffe if you're keeping score.
Uh-huh. They only need 30 minutes to 2 hours of sleep per day. That's about what we get to.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is accurate.
And they can run at speeds of 35 miles per hour, and they're the world's tallest mammal, standing at up to 20 feet tall.
Still my favorite scene from Blue Planet 2, when they're running through. The tigers, the lions in the desert come to hunt the giraffe.
Yeah.
There's five or six of them. They're pack hunters, Anna.
Yeah.
And they think they got it caught in a bottleneck. And that giraffe is just running for its life. And then here comes the last. The head lion is coming around the corner because they've trapped the giraffe into this bottlehead.
I've lost.
And that giraffe punts that lion about 25 yards.
Wow.
And runs away free.
Okay.
You go for it, giraffe. You go for it.
On that note, congratulations, April the giraffe.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hi, Sue. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Sue.
All right, Sue. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out in the hallway. When that door slams, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card, a Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Number 1, Justin Timberlake will receive an honorary degree from Berklee College of Music. What band was he in with Lance Bass?
It's a lot harder when the pressure's on. Instinct.
Okay, number 2. What candy slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
Kettle.
Number 3. What Netflix show has dropped Lori Loughlin after the college scandal?
Fuller House.
Number 4. People are calling Sunday's episode of this show titled Scars one of the darkest ever, and it includes children. What show is it?
No.
You don't know, Sue? I'm going to move on, okay? Number 5. President Trump says he may have this late-night comedy series investigated by a federal agency for mocking him. What show is it?
Saturday Night Live.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven.
All right, how'd you
do? Sue got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5's pretty good.
I don't know if it's enough today. Number 1, Justin Timberlake will receive an honorary degree from Berklee College of Music. What band was he in with Lance Bass?
NSYNC.
Yes, Sue's still leading you 4 to 1. Number 2, what candy slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
It's Skittles, of course.
That's right. Sue's still leading you 4 to 2. Number 3, what Netflix show has dropped Lori Loughlin amid the college scandal?
Oh, the Netflix show. It's Fuller House, isn't it?
That's right. Sue's still leading you 4 to 3. Number 4.
I mean,
4.
Everything's dropped her.
Everything.
Everything has dropped her. Everything has dropped her daughter. Everything's a good thing they're already rich.
Right. Number 4, people are calling Sunday's episode of this show titled Scars one of the darkest ever. And it involves children. What show is it?
It was The Walking Dead. And besides that one scene, it was very, very, very boring.
Okay.
And that scene was very dark, and I was confused.
Okay. Thank you.
Jump the shark.
You guys are tied at four. At number five, President Trump says he may have this late night comedy series investigated by a federal agency for mocking him. What show is it?
SNL. That is a dangerous premise.
I also don't think he realized that this past weekend was a rerun. Because I don't think he realized.
Right. I mean, it was set in the autumn. Right. Everybody's talking about that pumpkin scene. So, yes. Yes, it was a rerun.
All right. I'm sorry, Sue. Raven beat you 5-4 this morning.
I'm Sue Houston, and I can't beat Raven.
Hey, better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon, and Kevin Begley will give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. You got to be with me. We got to take them down one day this week. Let's not let them reach 300.
Hannah and Raven explain
world history
on Star 99.9.
It's been called to our attention that we know nothing about history, and it's actually very embarrassing.
Yeah, I thought it was smart. I've watched a lot of History Channel. Then they started making all their shows about aliens. So we figured, let's get a smart guy in the room to make us all better.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Professor Greg Golder from Sacred Heart University with our weekly history lesson. This week, I asked you to explain to me the Constitution. I don't understand who wrote it, why they wrote it, or I just can't
really
just,
what's in it,
anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. It's a big blank space.
It's
for
a big blank
fill the void,
page.
Would you please, Professor?
My daughter told me that the Ten Commandments were part of it, and
nope.
I didn't.
Wow.
I was like,
that's incorrect.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, fake news. So the Constitution arose from the Articles of Confederation, which was basically the way the 13 colonies were supposed to organize and cooperate with one another.
Okay.
The roots of the Constitution go way back. The Magna Carta is one of those foundational documents. People that were essentially in charge of organizing the colonies here in the New World looked at what was happening in Europe. And what's really cool is how the Constitution is so historical in its reach backwards, but how today it's still really important.
That's how you write, Anna Zapp.
Who wrote,
so things could be interpreted. That's how you write.
Well, I have a question for you.
Right.
So can you name any names that are attached to the writing of the Constitution?
Oh, man, you better get like three. Are you serious?
I'm going to guess George Washington because he was our first president.
Okay, that's no.
No?
No.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, that's a big one.
He was in the room. Posse in effect. He was in the room.
John Adams?
John Adams is very important to the Constitution.
I only know that because my daughter just wrote a book report on George Washington.
Think of the biggest name on the paper. When you sign something, what do you sign?
Oh, you're John Hancock.
Thank you.
Which is the Declaration of Independence.
Crap.
Not the Constitution.
Oh, man. Now we're in big trouble.
I know.
This
told
show's
you.
Over.
But, okay.
Get out of this room, Professor.
You can redeem yourself here, though. Hang on a second. Now, there's two more names. I'm going to let you figure out which ones they are here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a huge Broadway hit right now.
Hamilton.
Yes.
Good.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, what? He was looking at me when he gave the hint.
Well, it was whoever could answer first.
No, right. I didn't know it was a race.
Yep.
Probably still would have lost.
And the other one, there's a town in Connecticut east of New Haven, and it's named after...
Oh, I'm going to throw up. You know, Monroe? James Monroe?
Madison.
Oh, Madison.
James Madison. The good-looking one, remember? I showed you the list of the five hottest presidents.
James Madison is not
they
hot.
They said he was wicked hot.
He's not hot.
They said he was wicked hot.
I need one of those wigs, then.
Right.
It's a portrait. So, I mean, I don't know what their filters were, Professor, but either way, they said he was wicked hot. Good cheekbones.
So, who had to sign the Constitution, and what did it enforce?
The states had to ratify it.
Okay.
They had to come together as a convention and say yes to it. But the Constitution, believe it or not, wasn't actually signed and put into effect until 13 years after the establishment of the United States.
Oh.
So we lived under the Articles of Confederation for 13 years before the current Constitution was ratified.
Somebody just forgot to walk down the hall? You know, like when you write your text and then you don't press send and you come back to it like a week later and you're like, oh, my God, I thought I meant to send this heartfelt birthday message and you didn't.
Huh.
But it was carbon paper back then, so they didn't press hard enough.
That's what happened. It's so funny because you never hear about the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
Right. That's what it is. Articles of Confederation. Right.
Yeah.
I got it right. Sure. All right. We've all learned a little something more this morning. Thank you, Professor Greg Gold of Sacred Heart University.
A pleasure.
Is there such a thing as haunted furniture? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. This story is nuts, Raven.
Tell me.
And it freaks me out because I'm going through the exact same thing. There is a thrift shop in North Carolina that got a piece of furniture that was given to it because it was haunted. Here they are talking about what went down when this family brought this furniture in.
From the time they brought it into their bedroom, they had continuous nightmares. The dogs would not quit barking at it. And then finally, I think it was the seventh night that it was in their room, he had a lot of trouble waking his wife up from sleep.
The piece of furniture tried to kill his wife.
Come on, man.
Burn right. That thing.
First off, my dogs will bark at anything. People walking by, the UPS guy, people that they've seen 1,000 times walking into the house, they'll bark at anything.
But when I saw this, it freaked me out because this past weekend, my cousin Anthony called and he said him and his wife they're moving and they're cleaning out their basement. And the house had been in their family for many, many years.
So
right?
This is when you come across items that you haven't seen in a long time. Sure.
Exactly. And they found this huge old 1940 radio/record player.
Nice.
And he knows that I collect these things, right? So he called me. He's like, you want to come get it? It's huge. You got to come pick it up. I go, yeah, I'll be right down. So me and my husband, we head down there. We pick it up. We set it in our family room. We clean it up. We love it. Okay?
And then 5 a.m. it starts doing this.
I start hearing all these noises. And
no.
And I don't know if it's in my dream. Because there's a record that's stuck in there. It doesn't play. The thing is dead. It's been downstairs in a basement for, 60, 70 years.
Freaked out, and she says to me the first thing, furniture can't be haunted, right? And I said, well, it depends on what it is. She tells me it's a radio, and then I said, well, what's in there? What's in the radio? What is it playing? Does it work? And she says, I don't know. There's a record stuck in there. And immediately I said, oh, it didn't enough. That thing's 100% haunted. Yeah. But, 100% haunted.
Throw that thing away immediately.
You don't but even know wires. What record it was.
The wires are like corroded. Like there's no way it can give off music. There's no way.
Well, it's not going to give off anything except its soul when it decides to move from one thing to the next, man.
And I don't know if it was in my dream, if it was legit. Our question this morning, 1-800-330-9999, is can furniture be haunted? Give us a call if you've ever had a situation like this.
What if it wasn't something scary? It was like more like Funky Town.
Well, then. That ghost sounds like a good time.
Would that be scary if every morning it turned on at 3:30 in the morning? It's not quite the same thing, is
no,
it?
No.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
Oh, that's right. NCAA tournament kicks off this week, but around here, we're not really worried so much about basketball. We're much more into March Sadness, where we're going to crown the saddest song of all time.
Oh, I'm so excited for this one. I mean, who can keep their bracket straight anyways, right? This one plays on emotion. That's something you'll never forget.
We have selected the saddest songs of all time, and your votes will determine which is the saddest song, and we'll do it over the next couple weeks. Our first selection is Angel by Sarah McLachlan. So sad.
Very sad.
People are crying right now. Sad. Just dogs being sad.
Oh, when they watch the commercial. My wife makes me change the commercial.
So sad.
Sometimes if we're watching something on demand, we may never actually get through the show because the commercial keeps coming up and she makes me change it. And then, of course, we never get past it.
And the challenger this morning, Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Poor Sam Smith. Why does everybody leave Sam Smith?
I mean, he's just by himself in a lake of loneliness.
What I see is him out at night, and he's just melancholy as always as he holds himself.
Oh, he looks
sad. Right, but then he meets somebody at the club, and he's thinking to himself, this could be it. This could be the one. They go home together. They're in love the next morning, and then the other person just sneaks out while he pretends to be asleep with one eye open, and then he sings this way to himself.
I mean, it's so sad.
But the question is, which one is sadder?
Yep.
I feel like it's got to be Sarah McLachlan, man. I mean,
I don't know.
The Arms of the Angel, you're basically talking about you're dead.
That is one of the saddest songs.
I mean, you're dead or you're dying, and you're kind of like wishing for it because you're right there like, all right, angel, carry me away.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
And those puppies look really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of problems out there, I'll be honest with you, but some of those puppies are actors. Some of them are crisis actors.
Yeah, but also Sam Smith by himself constantly being left alone. Like, nobody will stay with Sam Smith. Please stay with me. He's begging.
Sam, you could come crash at my house. It's all good.
Then you'll leave him, too.
I'm not going to be in love with
you. That's true.
Right. I mean, eventually you'll have to leave, but if you want to do some chores and stay at my house for a weekend, if you're you're feeling really down about yourself. I want you to feel better, Sam.
Your vote determines who goes to the next round. 1-800-330-9999. We'll take your votes right now.
We call
Anna and
Raven's March Sadness. You know, we know the NCAA championships are going on right now. They're kicking it off or whatever basketball people
the
do.
The tournament starts tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't try and sound like you know what
I
you're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. But you know what I do know what we're talking about?
What is that?
Finding the saddest song of all time. So today, the first matchup is between Sarah McLachlan, Angel, and Stay With Me by Sam Smith. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think should make it to the next round?
Sarah, yes. She made my son cry.
Oh, my gosh. Right, he's crying right now. And on top of it, in that commercial, it's actually snowing. It's not enough that the dogs are just cold and scared and crying. It's snowing.
It's so sad.
No, but my son was like 11 months old in a high chair, and I'm like, what's the matter?
Yeah.
And it was because the commercial was playing. He saw it, he cried.
Right.
It's heartbreaking.
And Raven's saddest song, is it Sam Smith or is it Sarah McLachlan?
Sam Smith.
He's so lonely. He's so.
I know, he is so lonely.
I mean, why dance with him and go home with him if you're just going to leave him again in the morning?
Right. So sad.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
Right. Aaron Raven's saddest song. Is it Sarah McLachlan, Arms of an Angel, or Sam Smith, Stay With Me?
In the Arms of an Angel, Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I thought we almost had an upset going here, Anna, but you are right. That is the saddest song.
I mean, you look at our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have this vote going every morning. You can vote there, too. Sam Smith got a few votes, but it is overwhelming for Angel to make it to the next round.
Right, right. Yeah. I feel like Sam Smith is going to do real well with people in their 20s and early 30s who have the similar situation happening to them every weekend.
Right. But if you've ever lost a pet, man.
Don't you say it. Don't you even theorize.
Sarah McLachlan makes it to the next round.
Right. Back tomorrow with another round of March Sadness.
We call it Anna and Raven's March Sadness. You know, we know the NCAA championships are going on right now. They're kicking it off or whatever basketball people
the
do.
The tournament starts tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't try and sound like you know what
I
you're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. But you know what I do know what we're talking about?
What is that?
Finding the saddest song of all time. So today, the first matchup is between Sarah McLachlan, Angel, and Stay With Me by Sam Smith. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think should make it to the next round?
Sarah. Yes. She made my son cry.
Oh, my gosh. Right. He's crying right now. And on top of it, in that commercial, it's actually snowing. It's not enough that the dogs are just cold and scared and crying. It's snowing.
It's so sad.
No, but my son was like 11 months old in a high chair. And I'm like, what's the matter?
Yeah.
And it was because the commercial was playing. He saw it. He cried.
Right.
It's heartbreaking.
And Raven's saddest song. Is it Sam Smith or is it Sarah McLachlan?
Sam Smith.
He's so lonely.
I know. He is so lonely.
I mean, why dance with him and go home with him if you're just going to leave him again in the morning?
Right. So sad.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
Right. Aaron Raven's saddest song. Is it Sarah McLachlan, Arms of an Angel, or Sam Smith, Stay With Me?
In the Arms of an Angel, Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I thought we almost had an upset going here, Anna, but you are right. That is the saddest song.
I mean, you look at our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have this vote going every morning. You can vote there, too. Sam Smith got a few votes, but it is overwhelming for Angel to make it to the next round.
Right, right. Yeah. I feel like Sam Smith is going to do real well with people in their 20s and early 30s who have the similar situation happening to them every weekend.
Right. But if you've ever lost a pet, man.
Don't you say it. Don't you even theorize.
Sarah McLachlan makes it to the next round.
Right. Back tomorrow with another round of March Sadness.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Sprint. Star 99.9.
Julie Robbins, the CEO of the Well for Women in New Haven, joining us this morning on Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Can you please, in a nutshell, tell us what the Well for Women is all about?
The number one thing I think the Well for Women is about is making self-care easy for women. We all need it. We know we need it. And it's so hard to carve out that time. So with us, you can schedule an appointment online, come in achy and cranky, and in an hour, leave smiling, happy, pain-free, and ready to take on your day.
How would you feel about moving in here?
Right.
She's been whining about a massage all morning. In my defense, I came in very tired. I thought she asked me for a scotch.
Right.
I thought it was a little bit early for that.
No. I was like, I really need a massage. My shoulders are killing me. And Raven's response was, I don't have any scotch.
Right.
I'm like, what?
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate for a workplace. Right.
Well, we can help you out with massage. Scotch, not so much.
I know that you guys have masseuses. Like, that's a big part of what you do is massage, right? But there's other things that go along with it.
Right. We have a team of massage therapists. And in addition, we have a studio classroom space where we have yoga classes for pregnant and postpartum women, but for all women, and also a class called Rusty Hinges for people who are maybe getting back into mobility.
Like me.
Right. Yeah. Like, but can he go there because he's a man?
Our services are exclusively for women, and and women identified.
Oh, was I supposed to clap?
You're looking at me like I'm the source of your stress.
I've come up with a couple things that I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
Of things that I think the Well for Women in New Haven should possibly look into adding. Okay. As a postpartum, overstressed woman right now, right, who could desperately use a massage, not a scotch, how about a girls-only dance party with open bar? So just you, the liquor is flowing and Genuine Pony is playing in the background and we're getting down.
Total party. So here's the deal. We do not have a liquor license.
Oh.
This summer we're going to be opening up our deck, which faces up onto West Ross.
Snap.
And there are going to be some parties happening.
Yeah, I'm into girls only dance parties because that's when I can bust out the Running Man and the Roger Rabbit and that thing where you go down on one arm and you bounce, you know?
Like, yeah, I don't know what that's called either.
Right. All right, I got something else for you, though. You can try this on for size. Next month, we are starting women's only belly dance classes, which are going to be super fun. And what I think people don't realize is that belly dance doesn't come out of a performance venue. It comes out of cloistered women's spaces, women's moving with themselves, having fun, and getting ready for childbirth.
Oh.
So it had a purpose originally, and also it's just a way to really enjoy being in your body.
I didn't know that belly dancing was to get ready for childbirth.
We also have a free breastfeeding support group on first and third Tuesdays of the month with an amazing lactation consultant, Irene Culla. She's been in the community for a good 30 years, and she is just giving of her time for moms in need.
If you want more information, you go check it out. The Well for Women in New Haven, thewellforwomenct.com.
Thank you so much.